for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Happy New Year.
Woo!
Here we go. Let's rack up another one. Good morning, Arizona. If you're up and about this morning, you're one of the responsible citizens that went to bed early last night.
Oh. Is that responsible or boring?
Woo! Well, I was very grateful. It's the first New Year's in our neighborhood in a long time, in as long a time as I can remember, that no one was firing midnight fireworks.
Well, I heard our fireworks at 9:30, so I think our neighborhood is getting older.
I love that. Okay. All right. Yeah, that would make sense. So our New Year's fireworks show was at 9:30. I love that. You can go to bed and everybody pass out. Folks, if you subscribe to newspapers, there's a very good chance in this weekend's edition, you're going to end up with a Rosie on the House calendar for 2022. And in that, we've already mailed out all of those of you who send your addresses, 20,000 of you. And you've got the new 2022 calendar. And you'll know, after looking at that, that in the month of January here, we're going to start the new year talking about what it takes to become a good neighbor, all right? Things you need to be aware of in living in your neighborhood, and what could be considered polite and what could be considered just downright rude as it relates to all dimensions of living next door to your neighbor. And we're going to start that this today by talking about good neighbors and bad neighbors. And we're going to do that with special guests coming in the studio. Before I introduce our guest, Romy, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Here we go, baby.
One Can you more. Already believe it's already been a week since Christmas?
No. I feel like I've spent more time at the airport in the last 3 days than I've spent in the last 3 years down there. Big travel crowds. I mean, every time I picked up or dropped off one of the family at the airport, you weren't alone.
And none of their flights were canceled?
Nah, not so far.
Very good.
Everybody we've sent home to Brussels, Belgium, they got in. Sent one to Portland this morning, they got off. Happy New Year, sweet Jennifer.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Gary D.
Happy New Year.
Ah, man, Year. It's going to be another great one. And Happy New Year to all of you, the Arizona homeowners. Special thanks to we had a holiday greeting card in the mailbox here at the radio station this morning from a listener who just said we appreciate the show. Thanks for all the advice, and included a little check for Jennifer and I to go out and have a little lunch together.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Barbecue lunch.
They listened long enough to know that you're the barbecue queen of Arizona. So now we can get back to our introducing our special guest on the topic of neighbors. And a repeat appearance by Dr. David Dean, Associate Professor of History at Grand Canyon University. Dr. Dean, thanks for welcoming this morning.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks for coming in. So on the topic of good neighbors, I'd like to maybe go back in history and pick out a couple examples of bad neighbors.
Sure.
Where do we start that conversation?
Well, perhaps the best one example is the Pleasant Valley War, where the Tewksbury's and the Grahams really got after it. And that's really a part of the cattle ranching history of Arizona that is probably the most famous feud, not just in Arizona, but in the western part of the United States.
You are not going to start a good neighborly relationship by killing your neighbor's sheep tender.
Nope.
That's going to be a bad start to a relationship.
Yeah, and the range wars back in those days were really, really an important part of the Western history. As cattle ranching open range was a big issue. And sheep, when they worked on the same ranges, they would eat more vegetation. They could kind of annihilate it, and it made it harder for the cattle to come through. And so a lot of money was at stake keeping those herds going and whatnot. So cattlemen and sheep herders did not get along very well. And then, of course, if you rustled a couple of guys' cattle because he had a bigger herd than yours and that kind of stuff, that would lead to some violence and conflict, which really came down to the Tewksbury's and the Graham families here in Arizona.
Right here in Arizona, mm-hmm. in Pleasant Valley, which is located east of Four Peaks. It's also called the Tonto Rim Range War. Mm-hmm. It's also called the Pleasant Valley War. It's also called the Graham-Tewksbury Feud. Mm-hmm. Lasted, what, like 35 years?
35 years, and estimates of the number of people killed in it were anywhere from 20 to 50 people as involved in, actually murdered or killed as part of this war.
So it all starts with these two families that at one time, I understand, were fairly decent close friends.
Yes, the Tewksbury's and the Grahams, they actually kind of had a partnership to share the range lands for their livestock. And a big cattleman came in by the name of Jim Stenson, and he was a much bigger rancher, much bigger herds. And so he wanted to use those lands, and he kind of wedged himself between the two families, getting one side on his side, and that started things off with a little bit of violence and rustling some cattle, and then it just went all out from there.
And it's called Pleasant Valley, and it really is a very beautiful area of Arizona. As a matter of fact, the little town of Young is kind of in the heart of the northern part of Pleasant Valley. And in the little town of Young, they actually have the Pleasant Valley War Days every summer in July.
Now, I hope they don't do reenactments of that would be a good time to change your name if you're still a Graham or a Tewksbury, you know.
Oh, man. So it was actually the Perkins store in Young that was kind of a site of a famous bloody ambush that was a part of the Pleasant Valley Wars.
Yeah, at the general store there, the conflict kind of brings itself out there as when people come into town, they start to talk about what's going on with each other and who's doing what, and tempers flare, and next thing you know, violence happens. In September of 1887, an outsider was kind of around, hanging around. They think that outsider might have been a hired gun or something like that. And
a famous hired gun.
Tom Horn, yes.
Yeah, very famous hired gun.
Who was trying to just go as in the mining industry and trying to kind of go straight, but there's more money to be made in being a hired gun in those days. And so he got involved. And at this general store, it ended up John Graham and Charles Bevins had a shootout there at this at the Perkins store there in Young. Of course, that brings attention to the lawmen, and famous Arizona lawman William Bucky O'Neill and Commodore Perry Owens starts to get involved in this conflict at that time.
A lot of very historic Arizona significant names all involved in this Pleasant Valley War.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that it touched so much part of early Arizona in our territorial days. In fact, this war, the violence associated with this war, convinced the federal government that we were not ready for our own individual territorial status or statehood.
Because we were being bad neighbors.
We were being bad neighbors. Too lawless out here.
Well, I've actually, if my memory serves me right, isn't Pleasant Valley War in history, in all of America, one of the longest-lasting, bloodiest range wars of all?
Yes, it's up there. Those range wars were, again, across the West as cattlemen and sheep farmers, but a lot of times cattlemen and farmers conflicted over open range versus fenced off. You have the ear of the barbed wire during this time, and that hurt cattle migrations around and herding and things. So you have conflicts in almost every state, but for one to go on for 35 years or so and involves so many people. Yes, this is one of the most significant range wars. And it's up there as a feud, a family feud, with the Hatfields and McCoys. A lot of times people will lump those two together as examples of the kind of the family conflicts, bad neighbors, so to speak.
It starts in 1887 with the murder of a sheep herder, a shepherd. I understand he was assassinated, am I wrong? Was he beheaded?
He was murdered by Andy Cooper as a sheep herder. He was a foreigner. He was Basque. And so, again, there was some prejudice against that. And so oftentimes people who weren't white and of status, so to speak, they had a lesser status. And so obviously he was caught up in this range war between the Tewksbury's and the Grahams.
So the first mortality is a Basque shepherd in 1887.
1885.
Okay.
Last mortality was there are a number of lynchings and unresolved murders that kind of go on for a while, but the last Tom Graham was the last to be involved in this feud, and he was murdered in Tempe in 1892.
On the streets of Tempe.
Edwin Tewksbury was accused of the murder, but he was defended by attorney Tom Fitch, who's again another kind of prominent name in Arizona law history. And so two trials, and it was deadlocked, and he ended up dying in 1904. But that was kind of the last chapter of this range war.
The Pleasant Valley War is a perfect example of bad neighbors. We have a couple more illustrations we're going to talk about in the next segment. You're being a bad neighbor when you murder your neighbor. You're being a bad neighbor when you marry 105 women. We're going to be talking about Miss
Giovanni Viglioti.
Yeah, of 105 wives, and then Winnie Ruth Judd,
another bad neighbor.
In the next segment, all bad neighbors, and we're gonna flip the story in the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk to you about some of the best neighbors Arizona legacy has to share with you.